Thunder Bay. Residents in Thunder Bay have mixed opinions regarding Doug Ford's order for the LCBO to pull all American-made alcohol from their shelves. The removal of these brands comes in response to U.S. President Donald Trump committing to a 25% tariff on Canadian and Mexican goods entering the U.S. Lance Shoney's was one of many residents who visited the Thunder Center's LCBO in the morning, expressing displeasure with Ford's decision. He said he mainly buys Jack Daniels and was hoping to be able to get some today, but he had to make do with what they had. "It kind of sucks because a lot of the things I do drink are American," said Shoney's. With the more limited selection, he bought Fireball instead. Kim Davis, another visitor to the store in the early afternoon, said he had mixed thoughts on the decision. "You see, I'm afraid this whole trade tariff thing is going to create a war, which can't end well," said Davis. "I'm certain that there are American counterparts south of the border who are not happy with this arrangement either, so what do we do? Well, be careful with the moves." In his experience, he explained he has never seen a pushback to this scale at any rate. "On each side of the border, we're going to be suffering hardships, the things we're used to, and that may make a change," said Davis. "Now, often I've seen in the past where somebody makes a change, that change can easily become permanent. So, this is not going to be a win-win situation." While he does not really buy a lot of American-made brands, he added he does once in a while and there are other people he knows who like it all the time. "I say go slow, don't do things that you can't undo," said Davis. A local woman also stopped by the location to shop shortly after noon. She said she was able to support around 5 countries while shopping, including South Africa, Chile, and Spain. She thinks the decision was great. "I don't like the idea of harming the producers in Kentucky," she said. "It's not so personal for me that I want to be harming individual Americans. There's a lot of nice American people, but Canada has to take a stand, and that's one way to do it." She explained that she does not typically buy very much American alcohol other than bourbon. "I'll miss bourbon, but I have a supply, so I'm all right," she added.